لله. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا الشمس كورت، وإذا النجوم انكدرت، وإذا الجبال سيرت، وإذا العشار عطلت، وإذا الوحوش حشرت، وإذا البحار سجرت، وإذا النفوس زوجت، وإذا الموءودة سئلت، بأي ذنب قتلت، وإذا الصحف نشرت، وإذا السماء كشطت، وإذا الجحيم سعرت، وإذا الجنة أزلفت، علمت نفس ما أحضرت. صدق الله العظيم. Alhamdulillah, in continuing with the 81st surah revealed in Mecca, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues talking about a very critical time that humanity will undergo. This is a very nice surah. Many of us love this surah. We get very impressed when our children memorize the surah. When the Qurra recite the surah, it creates love and affection and excitement in the individual. However, if one was to look at the implications of the surah and the meaning of the surah, it transforms one's connection with the Creator. It changes the manner in which they view the world around them, including magnificent things like that of the sun, the stars, and the various creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for example, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. That focus on that time in which the sun will begin to lose its luster. It will begin to lose its magnificent appeal. It will not be the way you and I view it. You know, when you study climate change and all these things, we don't understand the full impact of it, but we know full well that the sun plays a huge role in as far as the melting of ice is concerned, in as far as sometimes floods and how they come into existence. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, there will also come a time, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ, when the sun will begin to lose its luster, وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ, and as far as the stars are concerned, they too will become gloomy. They will lose the effort. They will lose the essence. According to some tafsir, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ refers to when the sun will become folded like in nature. It's hard to comprehend. If I say the light is folding, it has multiple connotations, all of which mean one thing. It will not be the way it is right now. وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ. Why does Allah talk about the star being gloomy? You know, I mentioned this before. As far as the stars are concerned, we don't have much appreciation for it. Yet we know full well the people of the past, they depended greatly on the stars, depended in the sense of for navigation. It played a major role in the lives of people. You know, Ramadan will be coming very soon, and people don't realize the moon doesn't just pop up. You know, those individuals that are scientifically inclined, They will ask the person who said they saw the moon for Ramadan or Eid, they'll say, brother, where did you see the moon? Those that are good muftis, they'll ask you to face a certain direction, for example, north or whatever it is. And you'll make a call, for example, you'll be in Utah and you'll make the call in California. And you'll say, brother, Sheikh, I saw the moon. The local imam doesn't want to accept my testimony. Can you please accept my testimony? So the scholar will say, face a given direction. So you'll face, for example, north, northeast, whatever it is. And he'll ask you, where did you see the moon? Now if the person is, generally, these people will say, Sheikh, I just looked up and I saw the moon. I just looked up and I saw the moon. What did you see on the right of the moon? Sheikh, I don't really know. What did you see on the left of the moon? Sheikh, there was a tree there, I couldn't see, mashallah. And what did you see above the moon? It was a little bit like this and a little bit. The Sheikh will say, Jazakallah for your testimony, may Allah reward you, and hang up the phone. He won't say yes, he won't say no, he'll just say that. Then he'll call me up and say, continue rejecting this testimony. Why? You come back. وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ That nujum, the star, it's not just there for fun. When the moon is seen, it's seen at a particular angle, between particular stars, in a particular direction. So when someone says, they saw the moon, he don't just say, I saw the moon. The moon doesn't just pop up for you and I and say, I want to wish you a very good Ramadan, so today I want to bless you, you're a nice man, and you're a very religious man, I'd like to show you the moon today. It doesn't happen that way. In other words, Allah is not so random. The creation of Allah is not so random. Me and you may be random when we get up and when we sleep and when we talk. Allah is not random. Everything is very systematic. That's what we learn from the surah. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ The sun. For example, if the sun rise, let's say it's 7:18 today. 100 years from now, on this very day, it'll be still 7:18. Not like you and I. One day, 8:01 you get up. 7:57 we get up. Then based on our mood, we go to sleep. Allah doesn't function that way. Allah has a system. Allah loves his system. He wants you and I to become systematic. So Allah is saying, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ There will come a time when the sun will become folded. It will lose its luster, glitter and glamour. You know what that means, my brothers and sisters? What does that mean? Do you understand the implications of that? What does less sunlight mean? It means less plant and less effects on plants. Price goes up on crops. Animals have less to eat. Greater competition. Humans get restless. More wars, more killing. What they say, it was the end of time. Things will not be as pleasant. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ Linked directly to the sun. Something you and I take for granted. The implications of the sun going away. The implication of the sun getting a little bit closer, just this way or that way, you get annihilated. That's the impact of the sun. Some people understood the value of the sun. Because of this, they started worshipping the sun. Allah says, no, 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 I'm still your creator. I'm still magnificent. Just because I created something of great value, doesn't mean you must worship that thing. Human or non-human. وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ The stars will also lose their great impact that it's supposed to have. And if you look at the sign of Qiyamah, and you take the moon and the stars into consideration, people don't even know where the moon comes up from. They don't understand the value of stars and how they play a role in navigation to see certain things up there. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ And when the mountains become still in nature, or when the mountains are set moving from the state of stillness, volcanoes, eruptions, shakes, that means the mountains lose the way in which they are created to function right now, as pegs. The Quran says in another place, the mountain functions as pegs and to create weights and balances upon the earth. That is why people that live near mountains, and when they are creating something or they want to cut through a mountain, it changes that entire area, the boundary. People have to move out, because when a massive shake begins to take place, houses begin to shake around it. So they say, now it's time when they're building a major freeway. Allah is saying something similar here. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ. And when the mountains are set moving and they begin creating their motions that are going to be devastating for you and I. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. And when the pregnant camels are left at large. Now some people say, well, we don't believe in pregnant camels. How can the pregnant just leave his child? Look around what's happening in today's time in our environment. Camel used to be of value to the people back then. Allah doesn't mention everything of value to everyone. For example, He can't say camels for them and Rolls Royce for you and I. When He uses the word camel, now you have to see what is of value to you. And my brothers and sisters, look how parents are sometimes with their children. Just abandon them. Just drop them off. Imagine your child. You know, when I was growing up, and some of you are growing up, you couldn't fathom a mother or father leaving their child by a stranger for an entire day. And if they left their child by a stranger, they'll continue calling, is my child behaving good? How is my child? If the child is not behaving, immediately put the child on the phone, please don't treat so and so like this and like that. Today's time, it's nothing. To leave your child and go away, it's absolutely nothing. In fact, many parents will say, when my child hits 18, I'm going on a trip to Cancun. I did what I had to do. And Allah is saying, وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. When the time towards the end comes, what is of value to them? They will have absolutely no respect and regard for it. Whether it's property, whether it's children, whether it's money at times, they'll be haphazard. Everything will be like a transaction. Brother, you give me 100. You don't give, somebody else will give it. Brother, I'm sorry, I can't give you the money back. Go from here. Our attitude becomes negligent. And you know what the other hadith says, implies? We begin to love those type of people. That's another miracle. That fellow there, he doesn't care for money. Money is nothing for him. Money is nothing for him. Money is an amana. And we talk about it. People are living on $2 and $3 in various parts of the world. For some people, eating a candy bar is a luxury. And we just laugh at it. And we admire the one that devalues it or just has disregard for it. Allah is saying, وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. A time will come when people will leave that which is of value for them and they will just live their lives. And another tafsir says regarding this given ayah that our values will shift, our values will change. Another tafsir makes mention to the point where it says towards the end of time, we will just abandon things and go away. Like when a tsunami comes, that's it. Everyone, I mean, we heard of tsunami taking place. You know, in Utah, not to create unnecessary fear, we are literally sitting on a tsunami. Go out right here, in this given area, and dig 5 feet deep. Not 5 meters, 5 feet. That means less than my height. Not a very tall guy, as you can tell. Suffice, that's it. You dig this deep. And guess what you hit? You hit water. You know what that means, my brothers and sisters? If there's a ripple in the ground, that's it. Wonderful masjid, but pretty much things are over in this given area. That's how high our water table is. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. When that takes place, what do you think is going to happen to the average person? You're not going to be asking, where's so-and-so, how is so-and-so? Every person is for themselves. Yet, if there was humanity in you, the ayah is trying to imply, then you'll be a different person. You'll look for that individual that is lost. You'll try to make sense of them. You will try to help them. You will try to assist them. Allah is passing a message. The message Allah is passing is that, oh my brothers, oh my sisters, oh my servants, I don't want you to fall into the state of heedlessness. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ. And there will come a time when savage beasts will be together. Now we know in the animal world, you don't see generally a lion and a springbok or a deer playing together. It doesn't happen. That deer knows it better be far away. But right now, in fact, if you go online, the signs of this are seen where beasts of various types are actually together at times. It's not the norm, but it happens. When there was a flood that took place in one of the countries, and sometimes I don't like to mention country names because people think we're trying to go one way or the other. The author writes that on that boat and on that ship, and there were certain rocks, major rocks, you know, in the water. Like you go to a beach and sometimes there'll be water all around and there'll be a rock all of a sudden jutting out. He says, we actually saw this, the reality of this ayah. Animals that will normally attack one another were sitting content side by side. When tsunamis took place, people that were afraid of certain animals and animals that will shy away from people, they were actually walking in between one another. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ. And when the seas are set in a boiling motion. When it talks about seas, now there are various implications to this. Those that are studying climate change, the temperature of certain waters are increasing. Others have taken the various different ayah. For example, now, you know, when you look at this ayah, you cannot help but think of that major park in Idaho. What's the name of it? Not Yellowstone, it's Yosemite. Yellowstone, exactly. If you've been to Yellowstone, you'll actually see parts of it where there is boiling water coming out. And everybody marvels about it. Wow, come here, take a picture. Look at this beautiful water. Yes, wonderful, we marvel about it. But there is nothing to marvel. Because Allah is talking about that in the Quran. When there will be sets of water, the water will be present. It will be cold around you. Imagine in winter, when the temperature has dropped, that water temperature doesn't just drop. It continues bubbling. It continues. Yes, we may have wonderful scientific experiments or scientific claims you can make as to why it is happening. Allah talks about it in the Quran. He says, there will be a time when the water will bubble, the water will come out boiling. Everything is cold around you. You cannot touch that water. That's how hot it is. You can get a third degree burn. And وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ سُوِّجَتْ. And when couples of souls are fastened together. What does couples of souls fastened together refer to? According to some tafasir, it refers to people forming their own groups. That means me and my people, their people are bad, my people are good. We are together, they are not like us. My family is together, my people are together, my nationality is together. You know, Egypt tried this, as you can ask our brother Tariq here, under Gamal Nasser. We're going to stand together, he said. One nationality. Others are doing it, so we're going to do it. It failed miserably. Because Quran was never revealed for, it's only for this people. Your good behavior is only for your people. Education, only for this group. Money, only for that group. That is not the system of Allah. That's the system of Jahiliyyah. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ We only congregate or gather together because of our nationality, our background. Allah says, that's not my system. When I give good, I don't discriminate, Allah is saying. I give it to all in a loving, gentle manner and in a non-discriminatory manner. You know the talk of America. America has its weaknesses, nobody denies that. But one thing, Muslims and non-Muslims alike will say, opportunity is for all. Yes, the system, it's challenging for the minorities, it's challenging for the women folk, it's challenging for the weak. But once you can get past that challenging phase, whether you are this race or that race, this nationality or that nationality, this religion or that religion, once you get through that certain phase, the doors, inshallah, open. Allah is saying the same thing. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ Don't become clique-oriented. Don't become nationality-oriented. Don't become skin color-oriented. We speak this language, they speak that. And when I go to many groups, every group I hear what they say, we eat food like this, like others, they eat grass all the time. I don't understand this. I go to so many events when people talk, Alhamdulillah, it's nice to go to these events, but I notice, especially people from various parts of the, what they may call the tribal world, and they don't even say, first they say, our people eat this, they don't even know food. Then they even go to the point amongst their own, our family and our village, we eat like this and they eat like that. Then they discriminate even further. In our village, our household, we are like this and they are like that. My brothers, what are you talking? What, you invented food also now? I mean, what message are you talking? What are you passing? You are the first one that had a beautiful house in the whole world where they had water system running through. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ Stop this problem. Stop this mentality of segregation. So Allah is saying, and thereafter He says, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ And inshallah, next week we'll continue with this. So why are we talking about the Quran, my brothers and sisters? The Quran has beauty to it. The Quran has magnificence to it. And the Quran, you'll notice, you know, people say the Quran is one book that never gets outdated. And when you reflect upon these ayah, yes, to some of us it may be boring. Like again, here we go on with tafsir. But to those of us that have our minds open, we like research, we like reading, which is many of us over here, we realize these ayah as if when you read them, it is as if they were revealed yesterday. So Allah is passing one message in conclusion. O insan, understand the value of what I have given you. Whether it's the sun, whether it's the stars, whether it's the mountain, whatever it is, each thing has a role. O insan, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ You also have a role to play. And your role is worshipping Allah. What is the definition of worship? In conclusion, doing the right thing at the right time, in the right manner, following the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and following the Kitabullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us at all times. Wa after the awal, inshallah. After the salah. Okay. In after salah, there'll be a slight announcement. Also, those of you that want to assist in the iftar program, kindly give me your names. Inshallah, feeding a fasting individual, especially the needy, inshallah, will gain you a tremendous amount of reward. So give us your names, inshallah, or anything that you wish to do. Even if you can't give a whole meal, that's fine. Give a box of dates, that's fine also. If you can't give a box of dates, there's a pack of water you can bring and leave here. Everyone will want to give, have this idea, I have to feed so many people. No. You don't have to feed anyone if you don't want to. But everyone can give something little. So if Allah has blessed you with more, you can feed. If Allah has blessed you with less, let's do it in an organized manner. If you're going to bring water, that's fine. You're going to bring dates, that's fine. You're going to bring fruit on certain days, that too is fine. But give your name, inshallah, for something. That way, inshallah, you will gain reward. And the one that is eating it, inshallah, will make dua for you as well, especially if they are needy. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah.